Welcome to the Reluctant Messenger podcast, where we discuss spiritually transformative events, encounters with angels and guides, out-of-body explorations, and much more. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find links on my website at candacesanderson.com. Welcome to episode 4 of Having an Out-of-Body Experience. My name is Candace Sanderson, and today we will set up shop. I mean this literally, at least in the 5D sense of the word literally. We will establish a place where we can house the psychic tools that we've already developed, and there's more of those to come. We will set up a dashboard that will remain in pristine condition. It will be waiting for us when we are ready to use them at a moment's notice. In the last few episodes, we talked about some of the foundations, information that I learned from my experiences, and most importantly, from the messengers. We learned to recognize our observer and realize his or her presence represents a transition into the 5D, just like a daydream or a night dream does. These transitions occur when the doors to the non-physical realm start to crack open, and we begin to experience that we are indeed more than physical matter reality. We learned about the POE, points of existence, and when our consciousness, our awareness expands, we actually saw how and why we experience time differently in those expanded states. It's not only time, but it's also space that is different. Because you see, things in the 5D operate differently than in the 3D. That's what makes them seem so mystical and magical. But really, it's just a matter of energy and learning to manipulate energy by blending with it. That's what our psychic tools will help us do. Let's jump in. For those of you who are familiar with Monroe Institute's programs, you establish places in some of the focus levels. Some people have a cafe in Focus 21, their own home in Focus 27, I have one there, or maybe they board Voyager 8, which is a spaceship, in Focus Levels 34 and 35. Those are the frequencies that we visit in the Starline programs at Monroe. Monroe teaches us to set PIC codes to reach these levels. Judith Pennington from the Institute for the Awakened Mind calls these landmarks. My messengers refer to these as bookmarks. But regardless of the terminology used, Monroe, Pennington, and my messengers, they all recognize that we can pinpoint places in the 5D. And by doing that, it allows us to easily return to them. Today, I'll show you more than just marking these places for our return. We will manifest these places. Just like in the 3D, we can have multiple homes. We can have multiple places in the 5D. It doesn't matter where. I mean, we don't need to know what focus level we are. It's establishing a place of business in the 5D. That's all it takes for it to work. When I initially set up my place, I modeled it after something in the 3D. And that's a great starting point. If you have a few favorite places, bring in aspects of those and turn them into one place. Why not? We know how this works. If you've reviewed the three previous episodes, You'll recall our T formula, TEA, thoughts, energy, action. In the 5D, thoughts manifest into things quite easily, especially if we fuel our energy, the E in TEA, appropriately. Let your imaginations soar. Think of what you want. A cafe? Something casual where you can relax on a comfortable chair? Maybe you prefer a business office with brighter lights and fewer distractions. Pick whatever appeals to you. It's not set in stone. It can be easily changed. In fact, once you establish your place, after a while, and sometimes immediately, you might find that it changes. You do not change it, but the structure itself changes, or the furniture within changes. You can, of course, intentionally make changes. But my point, your place that we're going to set up is dynamic. It is a living structure made of energy that will meet your needs one way or the other. These extraordinary places interact with us in ways that are not possible in the 3D. There is a working relationship, a symbiotic relationship. For example, you may have a very fleeting thought about something you might want to add or change in your place. In fact, it's such a quick thought that it barely registers in your mind. And then on your next trip back to your place, wow, there's your suggestion already built and operating smoothly. But I've also had things change that I am certain that I had not instigated. Was it my guides, my angels, my loved ones who have crossed over? In some cases, I know that to be true. Perhaps it's some of my friends who are very seasoned out-of-body travelers who helped with this. Just know that your place is dynamic. It is ever changing to meet your needs. What we build in the 5D manifests as energy patterns that we interpret now using our expanded 3D senses. If you've watched some of my other videos, you know that's what my messengers call our non-senses. These senses that we have in the 3D expand when we are in the non-physical realms. And the longer we stay in our 5D places and the more often we visit our places, the more stable these thought forms become. Do you remember Kevin Costner in that movie Field of Dreams many, many years ago? He said, "Build it and they will come." That's how this works. After you have been in your place for a while and you feel more comfortable, things seem stable, hold an open house and then just wait and see who shows up. But that's for another conversation. For today, are you ready? Let's just make our personal place. I suggest that you start off small. You can build onto it later. My place began as a one-room place, but then later I discovered these doors that seemed to magically appear out of nowhere. It was so much fun to walk through my house, discover these doors, and it was even more exciting to see where they led, these rooms that I had not built. I now have a dining area, a coffee shop, a beautiful shower, a walk-in shower that clears and cleans my energy field. It's very healing. I have lights that are set up over my bed that will align my chakras, my energy centers. I wish that I could claim responsibility for those, but they just showed up one day. When I'm at my place and I go outside, there's even more to explore. I have gardens. I have a petting zoo that someone else set up for me. I have lakes and a beautiful wooded forest. So be creative. Let that T formula work for you. Here's another question. Where do you want your place? Do you want it beside a lake? On a mountainside? In a forest? Maybe you want to build it in the clouds. Don't let your 3D thoughts hold you back. You can build your place anywhere. You can build it inside a drop of dew or on top of a rainbow. Use your imagination. Before you actually establish your place, notice I did not say build, but once you have a plan, it is built. No longer do you need blueprints, a foundation, a frame. It arrives total, whole. I want you to take a few minutes to think about what you want to begin with. How big? What furniture, or at least what type of furniture? What kind of lighting do you want? Do you want a fireplace? Coffee bar? You get the idea. Come up with a few things just to begin your project. Then, here's something I would like to suggest. An open for business sign. I actually did a video on this YouTube channel a couple of years ago on that. But mine is a pink neon sign that just says open for business. I have it in the front room of my place, so as soon as I enter, I can see it. I use it, especially if I plan on doing some specific work where I might need more tools. But as soon as I turn on that open for business sign, the tools immediately become accessible and fully charged. You can also have a power button on your dashboard if you would prefer that instead. By using the TEA formula, we are developing tools to use tools. The more you do this, the easier it becomes. If I want rapid access to my place, these shortcuts become automatic. All I need to do is think of that toggle switch on my sign. I turn it on and instantly I am open for business. That's a wonderful bookmark to use. The first time you establish your place, however, it's best to be in a relaxed state, hopefully in meditation, or if you are a dreamer, if you become lucid in your dreams, that's another place to begin. From a relaxed state, you will begin to install your place. Once you have an idea about what you want and where it might be, I'm going to suggest a process. You can use an app to enter a state of expanded awareness. Monroe Institute, for example, has the Expand app. And even with the free version of that app, you can access Focus 10, which is mind awake, body asleep. Bob Monroe did a lot of his out-of-body explorations in Focus 10. If you open the app, when you go to the timer section, look for the clock icon at the bottom of the page. Open the timer section and under signals, swipe right until you see Focus 10. Then set the timer to whatever you want, up to 2 hours. Once you're relaxed, close your eyes, take several deep breaths, and that will help you relax even more. Once you feel relaxed, bring in fresh energy by breathing in through your heart while smiling. How do you do that? T formula, just think it. Just imagine that your breath comes in through your heart. We've already learned that the heart is a portal, so there's another tool. And we're using that portal to connect us to the 5D. Breathing while smiling will bring us deeper into the 5D. We've already learned about one of our innate tools called the emotional guidance system. Not only does this operate as our GPS so we can establish a pin or a bookmark, but it also serves as our quality control system, helping us to appropriately fuel the energy. That's the E in the TEA formula. Like a car, if we fuel our thoughts and intentions with water instead of gasoline, we will not get very far. Fueling our thoughts with doubt, like, oh, I can't do this, that will derail the initial intention. It still brings us an action, but now it is the action of doubt and nothing happens. It does not bring us through that initial thought that we intended. By smiling, as we discussed in previous episodes, we boost positive energy to fuel the thought, the intention. I want you to see yourself where you want your place to be. Bring in details. If it's on the ocean, imagine yourself walking on the sand. Feel the warmth of the sand. Feel the coolness of the surf as it laps against your feet. If you want your place on a mountainside, see yourself there. Remember how we used a camera as a tool to pause when we are in real time in the 5D? Bring out that tool. We use that camera to freeze frame. It gives us a chance to look around. The more we see, feel, experience, the firmer our bookmark or GPS pin becomes. Once you have details of your area, take another breath and then turn around. You will notice a structure that was not there before. It's your place. I'm going too quickly for you to use this episode as a meditation, but I think you understand what I'm doing. Take these guidelines, but move at your own pace. Give your place time to materialize. Everyone's experience will be different. But once you turn around, walk toward this structure. You may find a fully formed freestanding building, or you might walk up to what should be a building, but you only see a door. That's okay. Stop and look at that door. Look at what you see. How is it shaped? What is it made of? Wood? Metal? Stone? What does the hardware look like? You may immediately discover that the door begins to shift and change. And you see a curtain or the flap of a tent or a teepee instead of a door. Maybe it shrinks so small that you have to duck through it. Or maybe it's a giant door to a grand castle. You may not see any building or any door. Instead, you find yourself inside your place. Go with whatever you see or think you see. If you don't see anything at all, don't worry. Just make it up. Give it a thought. And that starts the TEA, Thoughts, Energy, Action formula, which is the basis of navigating to 5D. Once you enter your place, look around. Look for the furniture that you chose. Look for that open for business sign and turn it on. If you don't see it, build it right then and there, preferably in a window. Now that your sign is there and you've turned it on, it now is a tool. You can use it as a launching point the next time simply by imagining yourself turning it on. That is all it will take to activate your intention to be in your 5D place. You see, the act of turning on that sign re-energizes your initial intention, bringing with it the original positive energy associated with it. In other words, you have already programmed that sign. It is a manifestation of your initial intention. That open for business sign is now a tool, a very valuable tool in our consciousness awareness toolbox. It's a stepping stone to our dashboard. Let me review the tools we've already established. In this episode, our place in the 5D is a huge tool to use. The open for business sign, when we turn it on, it becomes a bookmark. It immediately brings us to our place. We have that natural GPS capability of the emotional guidance system. We did not build that tool, it's innate, but now that we know it's there, we can use it. We use the GPS and quality control systems to both choose the appropriate fuel and to set a pin, a bookmark. A great tool to have. In our last videos, we learned about that video camera that we can use in real time during 5D experiences. We can zoom in, pause, manipulate time by using a slow motion or speeding it up. You might prefer a set of binoculars. We've also talked about a DVR remote. That's a tool that we use when we revisit any bookmark. And it does what our video camera does. We can zoom back and see things we didn't see initially. Another tool is our observer. It's a great tool because their function is so important. They bridge the 3D to the 5D, as does the heart, a tool, because the heart is that portal to the 5D. I have a couple go-to tools to raise my vibrations. One, of course, is to smile. Then I have a slider, like a volume slider on the stereo. I just move that slider up and it raises my vibration. In the last episode, I told you my secret weapon of puppies in a basket. You can develop your own go-to tools, and we'll do that. I have run out of time in this episode. Next time, I'm going to bring in more tools to use. But I want to wrap up this episode with talking a little bit about our dashboard. This, like your place, will change over time. As you discover more tools, you can add nooks and crannies and secret doors and shelves and instrumentation to install your new tools. So I want you to think of where you want to put this, how you would like it to be. Mine started off in the middle of my place. It's like being on a starship and it's the middle of all of the activity. My dashboard is a wraparound desk. I have a wheeled chair in the middle of it so I can easily twist and turn and reach anything. I have slots built in for remotes, side pockets for easily accessible tools that I frequently use. And I actually have roller balls like a mouse ball and sliders for things that I'll discuss later. I also want to make a special announcement. Soon, I will have a special guest joining me, Donna Rebido. Donna and I have a YouTube channel called The Reluctant Messenger Unleashed, where we went through my first book, The Reluctant Messenger, chapter by chapter, we unleashed some of the stories. In the last two bonus episodes in that channel, we covered psychic tools. In fact, it was my work with Donna on the Reluctant Messenger Unleashed YouTube channel that I began seeing these tools as tools. Donna has agreed to come in as a guest, and we will review our tools. We'll see how or if any of our psychic tools have changed. You won't want to miss that. So until next time, build your place in the 5D. Bookmark it to help stabilize it and visit it frequently. Notice what you notice. Do things change? If so, what? Remember, this is a living, dynamic pattern of energy that is deeply connected to you. So any changes you see are important, especially those changes that surprise you. What do these changes mean for you? Remember to be kind and respectful. Meet others with a smile if you can. We can change the world by becoming more positive. I appreciate everyone who watches, subscribes, shares, comments, and likes. So until next time. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Reluctant Messenger. I hope you enjoyed it. Until next time, remember, how we use our personal energy is what defines us. Bring in those vibrations of love and gratitude and see how your life will change.